Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 110, Earth's Living Clay.
When you connect with nature, whether it's at the ocean or in the woods or otherwise being outdoors in a clean environment, it's the negative ionic molecules surrounding you that help to bring a sense of calm.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, then we love it. So if you're like us and you want to be healthy, active, and have fun outside, then you found the right place. So you've probably seen those mud baths and those pictures of people sitting in thick gray liquid with cucumbers over their eyes, right? Well, when I first heard about Earth's Living Clay, that's what I thought that was. And when I got a chance to talk with my guest today, I found out that clay is a lot more than that. And the health benefits of using all-natural clay go way beyond what I ever imagined. On today's show, you'll discover an all-natural way to detoxify your body from the inside and from the outside, and how negative ions in nature and clay help us feel good, and they work to draw away positive ions that are trapped in our body, which make us feel bad. You're also going to hear stories from people who have used clay and seen tremendous health improvements. Also, Jessica Bailey comes on the show this week and shares a tip to help you get the most out of your push-ups in the Sassy Girl Exercise Tune-Up segment. And I share top health and fitness tips from Bob Choate and Sylvia.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Okay, so last week on the show, I spoke with three-time rhythmic gymnastics champion Jessica Howard, and we talked about emotional freedom techniques, or EFT. And Jessica used EFT to help her become successful, and she actually helped write a book that talks about how EFT can help athletes improve their performance and achieve success. It was a great episode talking with Jessica. Now, if you miss that episode, you may also have missed some of the exclusive articles that I send out in the newsletter every week. You know, the newsletter is great. Every week, I deliver right to your inbox a notice about the latest show, a brief overview, some exclusive health and fitness information, articles, resources, all of that. And when you sign up, I also include a free morning Tabata routine as a special thank you. Now, this Tabata routine shows you how in just 10 minutes in the morning, you can rev up your metabolism for the entire day. It's an amazing workout, and I include that for free. So head on over to outsidehealthandfitness.com/110. Sign up for the free newsletter right now. Go ahead. Just hit pause. I'll wait right here. I promise. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here. Go ahead. Just hit pause. So my featured guest today is Janet Lancaster. Janet is an entrepreneur and natural health and environmental advocate. In 2011, she parlayed her 30-plus years of experience in the corporate world into a successful e-commerce business called Earth's Living Clay. Now, she recently published her first e-book, which is called Detoxification and Inch Loss, The Overweight Toxicity Connection, and she enjoys helping other small businesses succeed. She likes organic gardening, and she's studying to become a certified herbalist. She blogs on natural health on her website, earthslivingclay.com, and I'm really excited to have her on the show. So let's get right into my conversation with Janet. Well, Janet, I am so excited to have you on the show. I can't wait to learn all about clay and detoxing and all that stuff. Welcome to Outside Health and Fitness.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here and to share what I know with your audience.
Great. This will be a lot of fun. So yep. Can you give us a little background on you and how you got to be so interested in clay?
Sure. It was, you know, somewhat by accident. I worked in the corporate world for over 30 years and had different fits and starts and wanted to own my own business and kind of leave the corporate scene. And at one point was looking for a business to buy, and I found Earth's Living Clay for sale. And that was back in 2011. I bought the business. It was still is a small business, but it was quite a bit smaller than it is now. And so I bought the business and worked it part time. And then I was laid off from my job in 2012, and that gave me the opportunity to work the business full time. So I was really looking for a business to buy and hadn't even heard of calcium bentonite clay until I found the business. And then as a result of buying it, of course, I became immersed in learning about calcium bentonite clay, sodium bentonite clay, and in the course of studying that, have also learned a lot about detoxification and natural health and wellness as well.
Excellent. So were you drawn to this business because you had an interest in nature and natural things, or was it just happenstance that you came upon that?
It was happenstance. I was looking at all different kinds of businesses, but I've been interested in natural health and alternative therapies and herbalism for a long time myself anyway. So it just worked out great that I found a small business that I felt like I could purchase and learn about and grow. But then it also dovetailed with my interest in natural health as a consumer.
So tell us a little bit about the clay and what is so special about it, and what is it that you get from it? What's the benefit from using the clay?
Sure. So calcium bentonite clay is a mineral compound. That's really what it is. It's minerals. Mm-hmm. And the particular clay that Earth's Living Clay offers comes from the Mojave Desert out here in California, out near Death Valley. I'm in San Diego, and so I'm, you know, a few hundred miles from where the clay is mined. Mm-hmm. And it started its life as volcanic ash 65, 68 million years ago. There's a lot of volcanic activity out there in the desert, and the volcanoes spewed volcanic ash into the atmosphere. It settled on the ground, and then over eons, the clay became covered with earth. And so this clay vein has been created, as I said, millions, tens of millions of years ago, and it's a very pure form of minerals that has a very interesting negative ionic charge. And that's part of what makes clay a very sought-after detoxifier is the negative ionic charge.
So this is literally something that is under the surface.
Right. So there's different types of clay. Some clays are mined from open pit quarries. And if you can imagine, you know, a quarry, most people are familiar with what an open pit quarry is. Some clays come from an open pit quarry. This particular vein of clay is about 6 meters beneath the surface of the earth. And it's actually covered with a cap of zeolite, which is a different type of mineral compound. And so it's considered very pristine and very clean because it's not exposed to the elements. So it's mined from beneath the surface of the earth. It's sun-dried out there in the desert where it can get up to, you know, 134, 135 degrees in the summer. And nothing is added to it. It's not washed with alcohol or any kind of preservatives. Sun-dried, and then it's crushed. It's milled into a very fine powder. It's kind of the consistency of flour. Mm-hmm. And mostly what people use it for, or most of my customers for Earth's Living Clay, buy the clay to mix with water or juice or some other kind of liquid, and they drink it as an internal detoxifier.
I want to ask you more about that in a second, but I also want to go back for a second. You talked about that negative ionic charge, and I was on your site looking at some of the science behind why we feel good outdoors. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit and how that relates to the clay?
Sure. I can only give you a layperson's explanation because that's what I am. I'm not a scientist or geologist.
That's good, because me either.
Okay, great. And so, you know, in nature, things have a negative ionic charge and different things have a positive ionic charge. So things that give off positive ions are things like microwaves and computers and cell phones and televisions and electromagnetic fields, you know, transmission towers. Those radiate positive ionic charges out into the universe. Negative ionic charges are things like ocean water, like salt water has a very strong negative ionic charge. Out in the woods, when you're out in the woods and you have the earth and the trees and the leaves, that has an abundance of negative ions. Negative ions are a good thing, and it's part of what helps to make us feel at peace. So many times people, when you connect with nature, whether it's at the ocean or in the woods or otherwise being outdoors in a clean environment, it's the negative ionic molecules surrounding you that help to bring a sense of calm. And, you know, conversely, fluorescent lighting and microwave and all these other things that I mentioned have positive ions and bombard us and can cause, you know, headaches and, you know, problems with vision and not feeling well and lethargy and that kind of thing. So the clay is on that, falls on the side of having a negative ionic charge. So when you mix it with water and drink it, or put it in a bath and take a bath in it, or make a body wrap or a mask with it and apply it to your skin, you're inundating either your skin or your gut with a negative ionic charge, and negative and positive attract. And so as the clay moves through the gut, for example, the negative charge attracts things that are in the gut that have a positive charge. So those are things in the gut like parasites, mucus, mucoid plaque, putrefied fecal matter, bacteria, bad bacteria, things that you don't necessarily want in your gut. They're attracted to the clay molecule. They glom onto the clay molecule and are absorbed by the clay. And then together, the bad stuff, the positive ionic charged matter, and the clay together are eliminated from the body through normal elimination processes.
Wow, that is amazing.
It is amazing.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
When I first heard about this, I'm thinking mud baths that you see, that kind of thing. I was very surprised to find out that this was something that was an ingestible.
Most people are familiar with either clay baths or a mask, very common, or body wraps. And those can be very healing and detoxifying as well. The way those work is obviously you apply it to the skin or you sit in a clay bath and it pulls toxins out of your tissues through your skin. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you drink the clay, it works in the gut. And if you think about it, taking a bath, you know, the bath water isn't going to penetrate so far into your body to penetrate your gut unless you have some kind of a leaky gut syndrome or a hole in your intestine. It's not going to reach it. So to get the clay into the gut and to get the healing that happens internally, you do need to take it. You know, typically most people mix it with water and drink it.
And it's literally something that just passes through. It's not something that's absorbed into the system.
That's exactly right. So the form of the minerals, they're in an oxide form, and so they're not really bioavailable to the body. In other words, they're not, it's not absorbed by the gut or absorbed by the bloodstream. And so for that reason, it's not considered a mineral supplement. So even though there's, you know, over 57 trace minerals in the clay that we have, the calcium bentonite clay we offer, it's not, number one, they're not in the form that makes it bioavailable, and it's not in enough quantity where it would be considered a mineral supplement.
Got it. So the primary use of this is for detoxification. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It's primarily detoxification. There's kind of two people that are drawn to clay. One is people like myself and perhaps like yourself, Steve, that are look to nature first for health and wellness because it's a completely safe, non-toxic natural remedy. Yeah. The other are people that have a chronic health condition that have tried everything else and are kind of at the end of their rope. And so because it works on the gut and so much of our health and immune system is tied to gut health, it helps to address many, many different issues that are resolved when the gut becomes clean and healthy.
Again, I was looking on your site a little bit, and I was amazed by all of the things, situations that can be helped and addressed with this clay. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So one of the most common categories of conditions that clay helps with are skin ailments. So eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, and that is because what the clay does when it removes toxins from the body, it helps to support the liver. And the liver, the skin, is the backup system to the liver. So often skin conditions are a symptom of an overtaxed liver. So when you have a clean, when you use something like clay and detoxify the gut, the liver doesn't have to work as hard, so it can focus on its ordinary detoxification processes. Nice. And with a clean gut, often we find people end up getting rid of skin conditions, as an example. So psoriasis, for example, is one of the things that it's really very helpful with. Yeah. The other thing is people that have acid reflux. This particular clay has a pH of 9.7, which is highly alkaline. So a lot of people that have indigestion issues, either acid reflux or irritable bowel syndrome, often will drink the clay right before they eat. And it immediately neutralizes the stomach acid and makes it so that, you know, the food can be consumed and it brings down the high acid level in the stomach. We've even had people that have reported remineralizing their teeth because if they have an overly acidic mouth and it starts eating away at the enamel on the teeth, drinking the clay has been found to help some people remineralize their teeth as well. And again, that has to do with the acid content in the body. So things that are brought on by acidosis, the clay helps to counter with the high pH.
So it sounds like this is not just for a detox program. This is something that you could do on an ongoing basis as well.
That's right. So some people, you know, do a cleanse, you know, either in January, a once a year thing, once a quarter, a couple times a year. Myself, I drink 2 ounces of hydrated clay every day just for general health and wellness. I'm not trying to address any particular health concern, just general health and wellness because I live in a large city and know that I am exposed to toxins not only through my diet, but also through the air that I breathe. And I try to drink clean water, but, you know, it's hard to escape all the toxins, especially in a modern climate. So, yeah, you can drink it regularly. You don't have to do just a specific detox for a period of time.
If someone was interested in doing a detox, I'm assuming it's more of a gentle cleanse where it takes a few days to go through the process?
Yes, it is. And what we recommend that people start slowly. Clay is not one of those things where if a little bit is good, a lot is better. It's not like that.
Yeah.
And if depending on how much gunk you have in your system, you know, you can, if you drink a lot of clay all at once and your body's not used to it, it can start pulling a lot of putrefied fecal matter and junk from the nooks and crannies of your intestine, and that can cause constipation. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, we recommend that people start slowly and just drink an ounce of clay for the first few days and then double that to 2 ounces a day. And if you want to continue, and we have some testimonials on our website of people that have, you know, ramped up to taking quite a bit, 4, 5, 6 ounces of clay a day and then stopping or ramping down. The good thing about clay is that it's not like steroids where you can't just stop taking it or you'll throw your body into some kind of a reaction. It's perfectly safe. But everybody's different. And so the most important thing is that you listen to your own body. And we also tell people when they ask the same thing that you asked, Steve, about, you know, can this be taken on an ongoing basis? Absolutely, it can. Do you have to? No. If you stop drinking clay and some of the symptoms return that you were maybe trying to address, then you know that your body wants more clay, wants to continue with the clay. And if not, if you're able to resolve something permanently and you don't need to continue drinking the clay, even better.
Awesome. That's great. So you mentioned that you have some testimonials on the site from some folks that have gotten some really good benefits from using the clay. Can you tell any of those stories?
Well, one of the more recent ones. Now, first, I do have to preface everything with, you know, I'm not a doctor, can't prescribe or diagnose, yep. And I can only share with you and your listeners, Steve, what other people have shared with me.
Right.
And one of the more exciting recent testimonials that we got was from a woman that has liver cancer and is on chemotherapy and is drinking the clay while she was on chemotherapy, you know, and I can't comment on doing that at the same time, but she just shared with us or wrote to me that she was doing that. And her tumor load numbers went from 489 to 38. And now she's not saying that the clay is entirely responsible for that. She was doing chemotherapy, but she did feel like the clay lessened the side effects of the chemotherapy and helped to fight off angiogenesis, which is that state in the body that feeds tumors. Mm-hmm. And so it was her belief, or it is her belief, that the clay helped her body deal with the chemotherapy and some of the side effects and also the conditions that set the stage for cancer. And so she continues to drink the clay regularly.
That's awesome.
So that was one that was recent. I've had other people call and tell me some of what, you know, they say, oh, I have cancer. I want to take it for that. But I don't call people. I never follow up with people because it's your health is very personal.
Well, that's a very powerful full testimony. And it sounds like, I mean, it kind of makes sense because you're saying that, you know, the clay, one of the things that the clay does is it attracts those positively charged things. So if you have, you know, if you have things like that in your body while you're trying to fight off that cancer and you're using the chemo, that maybe there was some assistance there. Either way, she believed that that helped her get better. That's great.
Right. Yeah, amazing. Exactly. And really what the clay does, it's a catalyst in the body. So the clay itself doesn't heal or cure, mm-hmm. but what it does is it helps the body to get well so that the body can heal itself. Because when your body's in good health and functioning optimally, amazing things can happen, including healing and wellness.
Right. From the detox, people are experiencing more energy, clearer thinking. Is there some weight loss that goes along with that?
There are. I have some health practitioners, alternative health practitioners that have weight loss programs and they resell the clay with it. And if you think about it, you know, a lot of people are, and women in particular, and as we get older, it's harder to lose weight. And if you've never done a cleanse and, you know, nobody has a perfect diet, but if you don't have good elimination, you know, constipation is a very common problem in the United States, primarily because of diet and medications. But mm-hmm. if you don't get the sludge, things that go into your mouth, out of your body, it stays there and it can cause added bulk to your frame. So it is not a silver bullet. It's not something that happens overnight, but with consistent use and you're keeping your body clean so that what goes in after it's been, the nutrients have been drawn from it is released from the body, that's a good thing. And in fact, one of the most common pieces of feedback that we get from people new to clay is that they have profound bowel movements. They just feel like their body evacuates, in a good way, that they feel lighter as a result of it.
That's great. If somebody wanted to get your clay, is it available only online or is it online and in stores? How do you get it?
I have a handful of retailers. If you primarily online, earthslivingclay.com. Yeah. But if you go up there and then under the Learn button, we have a drop down that says retail locations. So you can look and see if there's a natural health practitioner in your area that carries it. But otherwise, mostly I sell retail through my website.
I'll make sure that we have a link in the show notes to that, earthslivingclay.com. And I'll make sure we have a link so people can go right over there. Anything else about the clay that or anything else that you'd like to mention before we sign off?
Yeah. So one of the things that, clay is becoming more popular kind of as, we are enjoying, at least in this country, a renaissance of a return to all things natural and homemade and homespun. But clay has been used by cultures for thousands of years. There are even biblical references to clay. The mm-hmm. Egyptians used clay, the Native Americans used clay. And so it's been used by these indigenous peoples for a long time. And only recently has it become more mainstream, which is awesome. And in fact, it is safe enough for pregnant and breastfeeding women. Wow. And it's safe for children as well. You wouldn't give a child as much as you would an adult, but it is. And we do have some testimonials with some children that had some serious health problems that were helped with the clay. And so I really encourage people that are into natural health to consider it. When you look at some of the alternatives, as I said, some people that have tried everything else have turned to clay and gotten relief from it. And relative to, the expense associated with going to Western medical doctors and tests and medications and then the toll that those things take on your body, I mean, clay is something that definitely is worth looking at, I think.
Is it a renewable resource as well?
It is not a renewable resource, but I am told by the mine that I buy the clay from that there is well over 100 years supply of the clay.
Yeah.
And so not to be selfish, but, you know, there'll be enough for my lifetime. And there have been actually deposits, the original clay deposit from France that was discovered in the 19th century. I think it was the 19th century. That has dried up. But this clay deposit out here in California is good for well over 100 years.
Janet, it's been awesome talking to you, and I have learned a ton about clay, and I'm sure that the folks that are listening to this have as well. And just amazing. Never had any idea that was an option, and it sounds like it is a really effective and natural option. And I appreciate you letting us know about it.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve. I really enjoyed talking with you as well.
So I'm introducing a new segment on the show this week called The Sassy Girl Exercise Tune-Up. I asked my good friend, fitness instructor Jessica Bailey, to come on the show and help us tune up some of our favorite exercises so we can get the maximum benefit from the time that we put in. Okay, it is time again for our Sassy Girl Exercise Tune-Up segment, and we've got Jessica Bailey back on the show to help straighten us out and make sure we're doing everything the right way. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back. This is great. What are we talking about this week?
So this week we're talking about the good old push-up.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So when you are taking an exercise class or you're reading in a fitness magazine, most of the time, trainers tell you to tighten your abs when you're doing push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a good tip, but it also doesn't teach you how to stabilize the pelvis, which is a key factor in stability. So part of the job of the glutes is to keep the pelvis and hips in proper alignment, but you have to activate them. So put the glutes to work by squeezing them. Like, think you have like a peanut between your glutes and you're trying to crack that peanut every time you do a push-up. So when you drop down to your knees, as most people tell you to do for a modification, you can't really engage the glutes as well as you can in like a full form push-up. So I really recommend that you pop up on your toes and you squeeze the heck out of your glutes to come down.
Nice.
Even if you can't go down all the way, you're still stabilizing your pelvis more than you can stabilize your pelvis if you're on your knees.
Got it. So that is actually helping to bring the core into that whole exercise.
Yeah, definitely. Great. I mean, if you get to tighten your abs and squeeze your glutes at the same time, you're creating this active tension in the chain.
Hmm.
And you can't do that if you're on your knees.
Got it. So your recommendation really is for people not to do that modification of the push-up when they're on their knees, if possible.
I really feel that like, everyone can do a full form push-up.
Yep.
It's kind of cheating if you're on your knees. I mean, it's great if you need to learn how to do it and if you can do it properly, but most of the time people can't. And even women who claim that they can't do a full form push-up, they can.
Right.
You know, I've seen it many, many times. You can do it.
Yeah. Start with one and work your way up.
Right. Correct.
Awesome. Well, thank you. That is a great, great suggestion and something that we can all work on this week.
Okay, great.
Awesome. Thanks, Jessica.
No problem.
Well, that was an awesome tip. You can get more great tips like that on Jessica's site at sassygirlfitnessnyc.com. And I'll have a link in the show notes to that too. So I'm going to feature your top health and fitness tweets each week on the show. Send me your tweets and follow me on Twitter at SWS0926. Now this week I have a motivational tweet from Sylvia. And she tweeted, "Peace inside and among us can only come through persistent effort." And that was a quote from Albert Einstein. You can follow Sylvia at OSunnyMornings on Twitter. And this week's fitness tip comes from Bob Choate. Bob tweeted, "If you have back and knee pain, it may be due to weak glutes. Focus on strengthening them with pelvic lifts." That's a great tip. So you can follow Bob on Twitter at Bob Choate, and that's C-H-O-A-T. And by the way, if you want to talk with Bob directly and ask him your health, fitness, and or mindset questions, he'll be joining me live on the Best Life Show this Wednesday, February 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can join us by going to bestlifeshow.com/07. So today we learned that the reason we feel so good outside in nature are those negative ions the natural environment radiates. However, many of the things that we contend with in the modern world are surrounding us with positive ions, causing stress and other issues. Earth's living clay is a natural way to remove positively charged toxins from the body, helping you feel great and helping you experience those positive, healthful benefits. I want to thank Janet for coming on the show and sharing her great information about the health benefits of clay. I'll have links in today's show notes for Earth's Living Clay and all of the other places you can follow or get in touch with Janet. I also want to thank you for listening to the show and being part of the Outside Health and Fitness community. If you haven't yet, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. You'll get exclusive Outside Health and Fitness articles, resources, and my morning Tabata routine as a special thank you. So stop by outsidehealthandfitness.com/110. Thanks again for listening to the show, and I'll see you outside. Outside Health and Fitness is a proud member of the Best Life Network, bringing you shows that help you stay happy, healthy, active, and strong.